Good day to everyone, and it's good to be here and to be having another fellowship together. And it's my prayer that everything will be well with you through last week and through the week coming. You know, be in prayer for the people in Baltimore that are involved in the bridge collapsing. There was a barge that hit the pylon, the main pylon of the James Scott Key Bridge, and brought it down. And there were tons of, you know, cars, semis, people. So they're still searching for those that have been involved in that, and be in prayer for them. I know what it can be like when you're in a tragedy. And just be in prayer, and we'll trust the Lord that he touches the families and as many as can be, that they will be saved and brought out of there as survivors. It's all going on right now, so just be in prayer for that. And I have been talking on Revelation, the book of Revelation, for about 3 or 4 months there, and then I kind of segued over into entering the Aquarian Age, because the book of Revelation ended the Old Testament and the New Testament and the Bible. When I say ended, probably a better word is it completed it, or it made it understandable, and you were able to look at everything and see, kind of like a statement I made and put out on YouTube on my channel. And I said, you know, look closely and pay attention to the things that are seen, because the things that are hidden will be made manifest. So if you can catch everything that's going on that you see, you're going to be looking into the unseen. So I want to talk this evening, and we come through Revelation, we come through Aquarius, and I want to take a little different step this evening, and hopefully it will be a help. Many people have been writing me, asking me questions, because I do discuss sometimes things that the angel of the Lord, my angel, my spirit, whatever you want to call it, I believe we all, you know, I was asked, I believe Brother Branham was asked one time, said, how many angels do you think there are? And he made the statement, he said, probably about as many angels as there are people. And at first, I don't know why he said that, but I understand it now, is because every single person that comes into this life receives a spirit, and a spirit is an angel, and they receive that spirit, and then we have an angel that walks and directs every single one of us. Some may not notice it, some may not know how to contact it, and they may never even know that they had it, but it's there. And so I want to talk just a little bit. People have been asking me, hey, will you talk just a little? We hear you say the angel showed you something. We hear you say the Holy Spirit dealt with you. We hear you say my angel or my angel messenger, and are all of these the same thing? And so I want to talk just a little bit on that, and we will take a look at different men throughout history that have had these things that happened to them. And they have happened to me, and I'm sure there are many others that we don't hear about that it happens to them. So this thought that I have this evening is portals to dimensions and dispensations, entering into different ages, dimensions, dispensations, all of these things. There are portals, and I will tell you now that I'm not talking about like some ring in some certain place at the stones or wherever it might be, and you got to go to that portal and you can enter this or that. I'm talking about when ages are ending, when dispensations are ending, when things are moving out of one into another in completeness, not just a little happening, but a total deliverance from one to another. There's a portal that opens up, and that portal is made up of people. It's the Spirit himself. It's the Spirit that moves in people, and they begin to catch a revelation and an understanding that there's more to things than what they have heard or what they have seen. And when that desire, if you remember, when Israel was ready to be delivered in the book of Exodus, the pillar of fire was a portal, and it came to their prophet, and it said to him that, I have heard the cries of my people. So the people had opened up this portal. Don't think that it's one man who stands somewhere and decides, okay, it's time to end this dispensation and we're going to move into another. Don't think that it's angels or anything like that. It is the desire. I have heard the cries. I've seen the desires of my people, and I have come to deliver them. So the portal that opens up works off of your desire. And I want to talk on that for just a little while. One of the main times for me, and I remember it was 1998, and I haven't talked much about this, so if I kind of stumble along, don't think anything about it. But it was about 4 a.m., 3 or 4 a.m., and I was awake. I couldn't sleep. That's usually when I wake up, right around there. And I start thinking about, because it's so quiet, things aren't moving in the house. Things aren't moving outside. You don't hear trucks, cars, and people and everything else. And I sat down and I think and I pay attention. So I had gotten up, and for years now, I have had in one place or another, wherever I live, I have a stationary bike, and I would go downstairs and get on the bike, and normally I would ride about 10 miles, 35 minutes, 230 calories, and that was my goal each morning. And then I would get off the bike and move around for just a few minutes and do stretching. And I would sit down on the floor, and I've done it for years, and I still do it, sit down on the floor. And I kind of cross my legs like the old Native American Indian style. And I sat there and I stretch and I think. And I just try to kind of close my mind off and just meditate. And I try to stay there about 15 minutes or so. So it takes me about 50 minutes to do all that. And that morning, I was there in the floor. I had finished my ride. I was in the floor. I was stretching. And I felt this very sudden, all at once, just the presence, very strong. And when I felt it, I had my eyes closed and I was stretching, and I was kind of actually in my mind, I was humming a little song. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my life's in vain. It's then I begin to murmur, to mumble, murmur and complain. And then I think of Jesus and all he did for me. And I call on the Rock of Ages, come and take care of me. So I was kind of humming that. And I felt the very strong presence of a supernatural being. So I kept my eyes closed. I was afraid to open them, actually. And it was 1998. Head bowed, and I just kept saying in my heart, help me stay calm, help me stay calm. I sense a presence in the room. I know it's here. I need your presence in life. I need you to lead me and guide me. And I was just thinking of all those things, trying to meditate, and I was thinking on those issues in my prayer, and as I was thinking about how to stay calm, don't faint, breathe normal, do all these things, just keep your eyes closed. And as I was thinking on it, I heard this voice, and it spoke to me, plain as anything, vibration in the room, not in my mind, vibration, a sound, a voice, spoke out, said, keep your eyes closed for as long as you like. Let your spirit relax and enjoy your stretches. And I heard it just like I would hear my son Joseph in the room when he was a young boy. And he said, I enjoy your presence just as much as you enjoy mine. And I thought, oh, really? You know, but that's what he said. And I remember it. I wrote it down years and years ago, and I've gone back and looked at things. He said, I need your nature and your love and your character and your help for me to understand humanity and the needs of humanity. And I remember I just kept my eyes closed. And he went on talking. I hadn't looked or anything yet. And said, one moment, humans can be so loving, so soft-hearted and meek, and given the greatest vibrations, like you just want to resonate with it. And the next moment, humans are in the depths of the pit and make those around them feel like they're just totally worthless. And so I don't understand humans yet. And as I was listening, he said, I have never yet attained the understanding of human emotion, senses, and character. And I've been around a long time. Help me understand if you can. So here I am, and I'm thinking he's here to help me because I am weak. I am worthless. You know how we used to think about ourselves. And he's doing to me like the angel did to Gideon when, Gideon said, why aren't there any miracles? Why aren't there any of these great things? And why aren't these kind of things happening the way they used to happen with our fathers of old? And the angel of the Lord spoke back to Gideon and said to him, thou mighty man of valor, and began to discuss what he had to say to him through lifting him up and making him feel like he was a great person and was going to be used of the Lord. And that's exactly what I felt. I didn't feel it at the time. I was so afraid, but I feel that that's what he was trying to do with me. And this is my encounter with the angels. I sat without opening my eyes for quite some time. And I could hear his presence. I could hear him moving in the room. I could hear him moving about. I heard him humming. And I heard him in the room with me. He was there as plain as anything. He spoke and said, you do know that every human has an angel that leads and guides them and works with them as much as possible. And I had my eyes closed, had my head bowed, and I was just meditating. You know that every person has an angel, don't you? And when he said that, and he said it guides them, and then he said the issue with most don't know how to submit. And they don't know how to have emotion and feeling and intuition with being able to connect to their angel, even to their spirit in life. They don't know how. And the issue is they don't know how to submit. They don't know how to reach out through the dimensions and to transcend the elements around them. They don't know how to do it. So they kind of get into that, what we call a rut, a ball, where they get into four walls and they can't get out of them. Humans are afraid of the unknown. This is what he said. Humans are afraid of the unknown. I mean, there's so much you could say about that. They're afraid of the unknown. I've read prophets where that they wrapped themselves in mantles, where that they fell on the ground and just hid their faces. Anything that is supernatural or anything that is unknown, humanity seems to have this great fear about it. And he said, very few are blessed as you are. They can't recognize the spiritual being in their lives, and that's one thing you have done. You've recognized you are and have a spiritual being. I continued to listen to him while sitting on the floor. I'll never forget it. The feeling is right now with me, so strong. He said, I knew you were built special. To sense me, he was my angel, I knew you were built special to sense me early in my life, in your life. As I would watch you with your family, with your brothers and your sisters, with your grandmother, with all of them, I would watch you. And you had such a sense of love and respect. Now notice, I'm giving you clues to what you can do to come so close. Love and respect those all around you. It doesn't matter what they are, the careers they have, what they're wearing. Are they young? Are they old? Are they rebellious? Are they Democrat or Republican? Are they respect and love people? I had people in my life that I even look back today and I just kind of wish that part of my life, they would have skipped it. That's how rough it was. But I always treated them with the greatest respect and love that I possibly could. And that's what the angel said. He said, very early on, I noticed and I watched how you treated and loved and respect, and how that you even had respect for the supernatural, and how it always intrigued you. And it did, and it still does. When I see something supernatural happening, it really intrigues me. But listen, it's pretty simple fact what he's talking about right here. What are you interested in? It's just that plain. You're going to become excellent at what you are interested in, at what you desire. And if you desire women, before your life's over, you're probably going to have plenty. If you're women and you desire men, before your life's over, you're probably going to have plenty. If you desire family, your family, when you marry, when you begin to build that family, it's going to build into a great family. You're going to enjoy it. It's what you're interested in. And that's what he's telling me here. I noticed that you have always been interested. I remember I've used this many times. My boy Joseph, when he was young, he had a failing grade. And I sat down with him and I said, what's going on? You know, you're smarter than this. You're better than this. And he said, Dad, I can't read. And I knew right off the bat that was just an excuse. And I looked at him and I said, isn't that funny? I said, I can go down there in the basement and I can get that big box of baseball cards that you have. And you can tell me the batting average, how many home runs, how many years they played, how many games they won pitching. You can tell me who was the MVP, who was the rookie of the year. You can tell me all these things. But you tell me you can't read? That's not it. The issue is desire. What intrigues you? What interests you? And if Jesus Christ, if Christ does not interest you, then you are probably not going to enter into these kinds of things that I'm talking about. And you don't have to see him sitting in front of you. You can feel it. You can know it. You can be intrigued by it. The intuition can work on you. Everything works, and your angel can speak and deal with you without ever showing you himself through the natural eye. So finally, I spoke and I asked him, I said, can I open my eyes and see you and talk with you and try to build a relationship with you? Because I was scared. I had that, you know, that the unknown. Humans are afraid of it. And I said, if I fall apart, is it okay? Because I'm afraid, and I know when I open my eyes, I'm going to be more afraid. And I said, please forgive me if I do fall apart, but I think humanity is somewhat built completely different than you and your world. I opened my eyes. I remember sitting there in the middle of the floor, and I opened my eyes up. It was in the downstairs part. And when I opened my eyes, it was the first time that I ever saw him with a sweater-type shirt. I always see him in a smock, and I see him with a hood. And it's the first time that I ever seen him in a sweater-type shirt, similar to what I have on right now, but with a hood on it. And the sweater-type shirt that he had on, had a hood that went down, and it was pulled back on his shoulders, and his hair was this glistening black. I mean, it was a shiny black, and he was in a holographic glow, you know, like a, not like they show today with all, but it, there was a glow just around him, a presence. And I was looking at it like an aura. But I knew it wasn't an aura. I knew without a shadow of a doubt, I was looking right at the pillar of fire, and the pillar of fire had formed himself into what looked somewhat like a human. And I knew that. I've been privileged to see it many times in my life. It's like he was standing in that aura or in that glow, that holographic pillar of fire light. And it's like he was standing in it, and he had on a pair of pants. Like you would normally see a robe. He had on a pair of pants like we would wear today, but they were seamless. And I seen that. I noticed that. And the same thing with the sweater and with the hood. You know, we have seams that run here and there and everywhere. And they were not there. His pants, his shirt, his hood, everything was completely seamless. And I'm looking at him. And it was the same with his sweater and all seamless. And he was barefoot. He didn't have any shoes on his feet. I noticed that. He was barefoot. And I looked at his feet. I was sitting on the floor. I looked at his feet standing there. He was barefoot, and his feet looked like they had webs between the toes. You know, like not great big thing, but webs between the toes, not like between our fingers and toes. And I noticed that. And I was sitting and just trying to keep from not being able to breathe and fainting and all those kinds of things. That's what I was really trying to do. So he was standing there, and the supernatural angel is what he was, and I'm sitting there looking at him, and he was holding one of my mementos. When I had my eyes closed, he was walking around the room, and there's that white buffalo, which I have sitting right back there right now on a little chest of mine. That's what he had in his hand, a buffalo, and they were in both hands. And he had that buffalo holding it, and I noticed between his fingers was the same thing, webs, just like between his feet. And they were, he had the buffalo, and he turned and he set it down on the bookcase there in the where we were at, and he looked at me and he said, working in the elements has never been an interest in my world. Working in the elements, meaning making those kind of statues and things like that. He said, it's never been an interest in my world. Not that humans are of low intelligence, that's what he said. It is a difference in sound and frequency and vibration, what you can do with elements and what we can do with elements. And our world is made up of different dimensional qualities altogether than your world. And I asked him, I said, can you tell me more about what you mean when you say your dimensional qualities and how they are in your world compared to our world? I said, I want to learn. He nodded his head and said, we've mastered the elements. This is him talking about their world. We have mastered the elements in our world, but in a much different manner. We can move through the elemental structure. This is him talking. We can move through the elemental structure, this supernatural angel. We can move through water, fire, air, earth, bacteria, germs. We can move through it all with no harm and at ease. We adjust our bodies as you have seen me do, and I have seen him do it. We move easily between the gaps. It's what he called it. And you remember a while back I was preaching on gaps and talking about gaps. This is where I got many of my words from over the years, is from the supernatural side. A lot of people tell me, say, you use these terms all the time and we don't know what you're talking about. Well, he said, we move easily between the gaps or the spacious emptiness of the universe. The human elemental mix stops you and humans from filtering through those areas of space, causing limitations to your travel throughout the universe. You have trouble moving in the elements because of the emptiness and the spaciousness, and we have learned how to handle that with our elemental mix, is what he was telling me. Humanity has its own qualities, and we have ours. And I was sitting there, legs still crossed, listening to him, and thinking, I remember thinking, what in the world is going on here? He's normally not around very long at all. It's almost like he wants to stay here to learn from me like I want to learn from him. And as I was thinking those things, he said, it's all for learning. Don't worry. Humans will be loosed from your limitations after learning all that is necessary and capable wherein you're at now. I spoke and I said to him, I noticed the webs in your hands and in your feet. Also, the way your eyes are formed. I notice it. Your eyes are completely different than a human's eyes. It's like I can look all the way through your eyes, all the way deep down inside them. Your skin stays so young and smooth, without blemish. For all the years that you've ever appeared to me, which has been since I was a five-year-old boy, in all of those years you ever appeared to me, made yourself known, your hair color, your skin, your eyes, your age, nothing changes. Not even years change you. Nothing changes you. I ask, how old are you? I remember I asked that, and he grinned. Plain as anything. Like I said, I've not brought very many of these things out because people think a lot of times that you're trying to make yourself something. No, I'm trying to make you something. I'm trying to teach you how the angel can deal with you every day. He doesn't have to appear like this, but he can deal with you every day. I asked how old you are. He laughed. And I said, am I pressing too much? Then this being I thought to myself, this is the closest encounter that I have ever had at this moment. It's going on right now. And I was intrigued to know all that I could find out. Finally, I could talk. I wasn't afraid. I could speak. I could question. I could everything. And I thought, I want to find out some things. And I wrote it down afterwards, and I just put it away because where I was at the time, I knew it wouldn't be accepted well. And so I was intrigued to know all I could find out. He stepped in a little bit closer to me. He was standing maybe 5 or 6 feet from me talking, and he stepped in a little bit closer. And when he stepped in, he sat down in the middle of the floor, just like I was sitting, crossed his legs, just like the Native American. And he sat right down in the middle of the floor, crossed his legs like mine. And I quickly noticed something. And when he sat down and he crossed his legs, I seen that it was shocking for a moment. I'm thinking about it right now. I noticed the hood and the sweater and the pants and all those things he had on that I said were seamless. They were not clothing. It was his body. He wasn't wearing them. These things were his body, and that was why it was all seamless. It was his body. I felt a fear rise up in me from him coming closer, and then realizing that, and an atmosphere, I felt that it was both amazing, overwhelming in his presence, but he didn't have anything on. He just had formed himself into looking that way. And it was overwhelming. The angel said, just stay calm. I remember him looking right at me, sitting there looking at me, same level, eyes and all now. And he said, just stay calm. I know you notice a strong presence. I know you're afraid. Just stay calm. Let's talk. The presence is what I'm made of. That's what he said. The presence is what I'm made of. I'm wearing it like you wear your clothes. Remember, I told you we easily use the elements. We can change them. I can change my body to any form with this presence, and it is my actual body. I'm not wearing anything at all. You've noticed that. I see you notice that. Humans don't have that presence in their lives. They did, and they stepped out of that presence to go on their journey. Therefore, you must manipulate the elements because you can't change them easily. So you manipulate the elements to create clothing and shoes and such and statues and houses and everything else. You manipulate the elements to do such things. We don't have to. You see a hood, a sweater, and pants, but it's my body you're viewing. And I can change into whatever I touch and absorb with the elements. I can just change into it. He then did so right in front of me. I remember sitting there. And just a few moments before, you know, he had been holding the buffalo in his hand, set it on a chest, and he was holding it in his hands. And he put it back on a bookcase. But sitting there right in front of me, just in a moment, he formed into the form of that buffalo. And there he was. He was a buffalo, and he was still talking to me. Then he formed right away from the buffalo into my form. He looked identical to me sitting there. Looked just like me. And honestly, it was awesome. It was amazing. And it was very fearful. I just sat still, just looking at him like, what did you just do? I remember having those feelings. Then he continued, Don't be worried and don't be afraid. You've read about angels doing these things. It's all through. It's all through humanity. It's all through your scriptures. It's all through your prophets. It's all through everywhere. You've read about angels doing these things, but mostly humanity doesn't look in depth at what really is written. And I thought, okay. He said to me, Elijah's angel met him and fed him with water and with cakes. And he went 40 days without eating. He said, Elijah went 40 days and he was fed our mix of elements. That's what his angel did. He fed him our mix of elements. And what did it do? It healed his body. And he said, Elijah's supernatural angel went into the enemy's chambers and read the plans of the king and all of his armies, and then told the plans to Elijah. Elijah's angel came out, told the plans to Elijah. Elijah told the king of Israel, and they knew the plans, defeating them each time that the enemy would come up against him. He said, that's what we as angels do. We can take form, any form we want, entered in, read everything, and went back out and told Elijah about it. And he said, Elijah's supernatural angel done these things. Elijah tells the king, and he said, at the end of Elijah's ministry, have you ever read where a chariot of fire and horses swept in and took him away? What do you think that was, Don? That's what he said to me. I said, that was his angel. He said, correct. We can take the form we need to take. And we can move through the elements, fire, air, water, earth. We can move through any of it very easily and take on any form. That was his angel taking him home. We are learning and protecting the earth and its life all the time. And we are your spirits moving in your life because earth is where we all want to live dimensionally. So we have these portals. Now, I will tell you this, what I think, he didn't say this, but as I think on these things, I think there are portals between the dimensions, as I said, desires, things like that, and there are portals between the dimensions and between the dispensations, between the ages, where that we, at some point, will all understand the elements and be able to use them enough that we can break through a veil, step through a portal, and be in that other world. He did. He was sitting in the floor with me talking in this world, changing his forms with the elements that were here. And I believe that we will all someday be able to do that. You won't have to make a piano if you want to have music. You don't have to go cut down a tree and kill a couple of cows for the strings and everything else. You just take up some dust, make it into a piano, make it into a guitar, make it into a horn, make it into whatever you want. Use it, enjoy it, and then when you're finished, put it back into the earth where it came from, because you can form it all that you want. And this is what he was trying to tell me. We are headed there. That's what makes the earth, Mother Earth, everything that comes from her, it's eternal, because it's the body of the spirit, and we can use that body. Now, he continued. He said, we're learning all the time. He said, are you okay? That's what he asked me, because I was a little bit thrown by everything that was going on. Have you calmed down yourself? Now I answer your questions if you're calm enough. I said, yes, I am. Yes, we do have webs. And it's what we learn to use in the lower vibrational worlds. It helps us pass through these elemental things much, much easier. These elemental forms of earth and water and fire. The webs are for balance, direction, in the empty gaps of the universe. It's very easily moving through these for the balance and for the direction. And our eyes are formed to allow light. Yes, our eyes are different than yours. They are formed to allow light and dust particles to pass through them easily. This is to move about in the universe, because we do move about in the universe. So we can move without blindness from the sun and without dust particles from the universe causing us issues. Our eyes are made for us to see spirit easily. See, I'm not worried about your body. I see your spirit. And he said it their eyes are formed to see spirit easily. And he said, honestly, we will completely blend in with humanity as eternity permits. So as I was listening to him, I was learning exactly where we're headed, exactly where we're going, exactly what we are going to be like in the earth as humanity continues on through Aquarius, through Capricorn, through whatever else we go through dispensations, through dimensions, when we pass through a portal into another dimension, and we move in there, we're able to do the things we need to do and live with whole other worlds that are right here wrapped about the atmosphere of the earth. And they're all right here wrapped about it and then throughout the universe. This supernatural encounter was the greatest to this time in my life in 1998. He continued answering my questions. We do not age. Remember, I asked him that. He said, we do not age or deteriorate like humanity. Our mix of body does not do that. Yours does. We remain the same in age, skin, color. I've always been with you, even before this world, and will be after this world. Disease, bacteria, virus, germ, none of those lower vibrational life forms can attach themselves to us like they do to you humans. And as I was listening, I kind of got an answer as to listen to how you keep your healing. You keep your understanding. You keep all of those things. You move into that angelic resurrection age, and you're moving towards that healing and that change of body mix. Now, he said, disease, bacteria, virus, germ, none of those lower vibration life forms can attach themselves to us like they do humans. There's no germ warfare, macro or micro, in our world. Now, we have germ warfare continually within our bodies, within our families, within our genetics, within our DNA, within everything. He said, there's none of that in our world. When you are finished in your experiment of learning, they will not be able to attach to humanity either. Don't worry. So, this supernatural being, I'm sitting in the floor. I'm listening to him. He's sitting there talking to me. And he says, and you ask how old I am. He stopped for a moment. And he said, how old do you think you would be if you didn't know when you was born? And it kind of stuck to me. I thought, okay. He has no concept of old. If you didn't know you were born, how old would you be? And he said, I've never been born. We don't use measurement in my dimensional life. There's no measurement. I've never been born into the lower dimensions and frequencies of the universe. I've never been there. This is what he said. I don't have the inequities of birthing. All of the things that happen around birthing, from the genetics to the DNA to the diseases, the germs, the bacteria, the viruses, he said, I have none of those inequities about me, none. I have not entered into birthing. I cannot say how old I am. I haven't entered the portal of this world. Talking about our world right here. I haven't entered the portal of this world to exist. To you, I don't exist. Because he's never entered the portal here through the birthing. Where's the portal? It's the woman. It's the womb. He never entered it to exist in your world. But I do exist. My body mix is not capable of such a thing. I would have to change my body mix in order to move into a womb and be birthed. All I can say about your question when you ask how old I am is I am. There isn't any young or old in my world. There is, and that is all, there is. Ever present. I'm without creation. He said, I'm without mother, without father, without beginning of days, without ending of life. It sounded like Melchizedek standing there to me. And he said, I have no beginning or end, and I have no form of measurement. I'm ever present, always the same. Thought about that scripture, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. See, that pillar of fire, that's what I was talking with in the form of my angel. And he was telling me exactly what many prophets had already thought about. Ever present, always the same. You, humanity, are the opposite. You have all those measurements that I just mentioned in your life. When you pass through the last portal of limitation, then you will help our world pass through the portals to learn of measurement, because it is needed in eternity. So you are learning a limited amount of measurement so that you can use it throughout everything that you ever do in eternity. I ask if I could give an observation. I hope this is helping. I ask if I could give an observation that has caused questions in my mind during the campaigns and visitations that I had across the world. I've been on 6 of the 7 continents. I have been through campaign after campaign, visitation after visitation across the world. From 1970 to 5 years ago. And so I've been out there, and I said, this is a question in my mind during the campaigns and visitations to all these other countries. He replied, go ahead, ask it, and I'll try to help you. I said, I've noticed how quickly, because he has been there, I've seen him many times right there standing next to me, right there in me. I remember looking in a mirror and seeing him standing there in me more than once. I said, I've noticed how quickly people are healed in your presence. And they're healed from death and disease in just a moment. It's gone from them. How is it that this happens? I have always wondered in my mind. I know it's real. I've seen it. I've seen the dead raised in my little ministry. I've seen all kinds of things. I said, how real is it? I've watched it time and time again. He sat for a few moments with me in total silence. He just sat there and paid attention to my question. Then he sat and he thought about it. Sat for a few minutes with me and then made a motion with his hand. He was sitting right there in front of me. He made a motion with his hand and he brushed it right across my feet. I was sitting there. Brushed his hand right across my feet. And when he did, back through my life, because of diabetes, which I don't have now, because of several things, I had developed peripheral neuropathy. My feet were always numb, always hurting, always painful. And when he brushed his hand across my feet, that was a real nuisance all of my life. Painful. When his hand brushed his feet, brushed my feet, immediately I felt the numbness leave my feet. The pain and the tingling went totally away. It was gone. And he said, "Don, it's the mix of my body and the presence that I'm made of. The presence that I am wrapped up in. That's what does it. Disease, germ, virus, crippling issues, and all sorts of things in your world cannot touch, cannot stay in the presence of my presence. That's why your feet are not hurting anymore, because I touched them and they felt this body mix and they felt this spirit and presence." When he was talking to me, I'm telling you, it was gone in my hands, my feet. I've not had any of those problems. Now, all sorts of things in your world can't take our touch. The touch and present immediately heals your mix of body. My life and mix kill the life form causing the issues. My life and mix kills the life forms causing the issues. Those life forms grow off of your tree. Because germ, bacteria, virus, and all those things can attach to you. But this mix where we are going, this thing, I'm telling you, he said, it kills the life forms that cause the issues, the things that are growing on your tree. That's why you see people come back to life in front of you. Tumors disappear. All kinds of things happen. You've seen goiters fall off, which I have. And he said, you see diseases go away immediately. You see all these things. It's because I have touched them. And he continued, in your world of humanity, it takes faith. In your mix, it takes faith. And faith is a real substance, but it's of our unseen world. And he said, a real substance that is common in our unseen world. Faith is so common in our unseen world. And humanity is not that common. And you have to tap into it. You have to have a desire. You have to have an interest. You have to have those things that you want something from the supernatural. Because your body is in a present condition that it does not mix with the supernatural easily. It will, but not easily. So when you do it, when you're able to reach and get that faith, it moves Christ, and it blends the mix of Jesus Christ into you. And right away, there's healing. Goiters leave, cancers leave, cataracts leave, blindness goes, person comes back to life, whatever is going on, this destroys Christ when he enters the mix. This destroys the cells of perversion like cancer, tumors, organ failures, diseases, viruses, and such as that. In our world, it isn't faith, so to speak. It is the mix of elements and the presence of the spirit that we are shrouded in. And in your world, you're not shrouded in that, but you have to tap in, reach out, and that faith pulls Christ into it. Therefore, we are ever present. He continued, we're here, and we are ever present in your time of need. And your prophets told you that. We are ever present in your time of need. Reach in and tap into these things. It's who we are. We are that presence. We are with you to help you in your faith prevail. The faith is yours, but your body mix makes it not so easy to attain. Reach in by faith. I said, I understand now. I said, I understand totally. I always wondered, but I understand how people could be healed so quickly. I understand how people meet their angels. I understand that people meet the angel messenger helps people with their purpose and their mission in life. I see how Abraham met Melchizedek, his angel. Jacob met his angel in the brook. Moses met his angel in a burning bush. Joshua met his angel as the captain of the host of the Lord. Daniel met his angel in the lion's den. Isaiah met his angel in the temple of the Lord. Paul met his angel on the road to Damascus. William Branham met his angel in the cave. Right on down the line, continually going on and on. It is all plain for me to see now. I looked right at him. I said, I understand it now. These meetings were the human meeting their angel. And every one of us can do it. He replied, that is correct. Every one of you have the same faith and ability to reach in and do it. And you need to realize that to teach people that they have the same capabilities. Many people say, oh, I wish I had his faith. You do. You do. It's your faith. Remember how many times we were told, it's not my faith that operates the Holy Spirit. It's your faith. You have the faith to operate these things. Teach the people. Just because they don't see us, we are here with each one of them, and we are talking to them in the simplest of ways. Many ways that we are talking to him. They need to talking to them, the people. They need to listen with their feeling, with their emotion, with their intuition, the language, not so much the language coming out of your mouth, but listen to the language of sound and vibration within and not just the noise without, you know, a bunch of English or German or whatever. Listen to the language within, the vibration. When you feel something and it's vibrating and it's resonating, reach out, touch it. I remember these things. I remember this encounter with that supernatural angel. And I remember he was sitting there, and it's almost like he was sitting and it just went right up into something about that size, whirled, and it was gone. And I wrote everything down that I could possibly write down. I've been going back and looking through those things and saying, yeah, Lord, I feel like there's a people. The world is in a condition. They are desiring more. They are seeking for more. We cross through the portal from Pisces to Aquarius. We cross through the portal from church age to eternity. We crossed through the portal, all these different portals and dimensions. We crossed, we begin to see there is more than three dimensions. There's four, and then there's five, and then there's six, and then there's seven. And we begin to cross through all of these dimensional things. And we understand that we are operating them all now. And we see all of these things happening around us. And this encounter built a relationship to help me understand without a shadow of a doubt what was going on in my life all the way up to this very point. This one encounter has been so great, and I have had many, and maybe we'll talk some on those, because there were different things taught each time. I built a relationship with that supernatural angel through communication in this manner. Many times I heard his voice. That means just as much as seeing him sitting in the floor with me. Many times I knew he was talking with me inwardly, and that is wonderful. I don't even have to hear a vibrational voice. I know because he's the one that lives in me, and when he speaks, I feel it. I've looked in a mirror and seen past me and seen him standing there. I knew he was talking with me inwardly. This time was a time where that he revealed himself outwardly. A rewarding experience for me. And I'm sure that if you'll think back across your days, you have heard that voice many, many times. And I took this and I learned from it. I wrote it down and I said, Lord, one day I'll be able to talk about this to a people that will hear and to a people that will listen. And this was a scripture that came to me when that body, that aura, folded up, got about that size right there, and then just, it was gone. This scripture came to me, and I want to read it. It was a supernatural happening. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of his staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. He touched my flesh. He brought fire out of the rock. Then he departed. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, it's the same way I feel, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto you. Fear not. You will not die. I felt just that way. And that scripture came to me, and I opened it up, and I read it, and it was that feeling. Now, I want to say this. I believe every bit of that happened right there was for us. Don't walk away and say, My Lord, Don Parnell had such an experience. You should have heard him talking. If the Lord would just deal with me that way, let me tell you, he speaks to you intuitively, in voice form, in every little thing moving around you, everything that's happening. He speaks to you in the simplest ways every single day. Elijah looked and saw the mighty earthquake. Elijah looked and saw the fire. Elijah looked and saw the floods. And then all of a sudden, down inside the cave, here's the cave, you and me, down inside the cave, a still, small voice said, Elijah, what are you doing here? I'm going to ask you the same thing. What are you doing here? Exactly what is your purpose? You need to start thinking about these things. What is your purpose? What are you here for? Is it not to learn, to gain, to help others? If you have learned and gone so far, to reach back and help others to come to your point, and then at the same time, submit yourselves to those that maybe have gone further and go that and reach that point and then reach back again and just keep moving forward and bringing all things with you, everything that is with you here. Let me say this very simply. Everything that is with you here, every person that is with you here was with you there. Here and there are the same thing. It's just a portal change. It's just a step through a dimension. It's a move into another world, a move into another dispensation, into another age. That's all it is. And we need to begin to think spiritually and think about these things and move forward beyond books and Bibles and scriptures and forgiveness And, you know, I was thinking the other day, I thought, what is forgiveness for? Forgiveness, if you're working in the thought of forgiveness, you're working out of the old book. I know that sounds rough, and we're not used to that. But the new book, the Lamb's Book of Life, thinks sinless. There's not one person in this world that I have to forgive because I view them as sinless. I got nothing against them. I love them with all my heart, every single person I run into. I'm not working from the old book. Forgiveness is good. Let's move beyond forgiveness into understanding and sinless. When we can do those things, we're moving on out. We're stepping past the old ways. We're stepping past the old books. And we're moving past the white throne judgment. We're moving past all of those things. And we're getting out here into new earth, into new understanding, into discovery. That's what it's about. I love you. And I hope this has been a help. And I will do some more because I think it's time. 30 years ago, you couldn't stand to say these things. But people are coming along. People are understanding. People are seeing the age change. They're seeing we need to go further. We need to step further. And we need a greater understanding. I understand that. Lord Jesus, we come to you and we thank you for doing these things for us. You are the pillar of fire. That's who it was that day talking with me. And I know at the same time, it was me. Because we are the same person. The Father, Melchizedek, Jesus, me. We are all the same person. And I need to, and we all need to step on up, stop looking back at things that we turn into idols, Lord. Help us not to turn. When I look back, and I'll get into a vision that I had, Jesus, Paul, William Branham. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Those were my three greatest idols. When I was able to get past Jesus, Paul, and William Branham, I was able to see in a vast world that was unbelievable. Not because of them. They done nothing. Nothing wrong. But I formed a veil and a shield and a wall that I couldn't pass through unless it was okayed and said by Jesus, Paul, or William Branham. I'm past that now. They were all excellent men. But I am past that, and we're going to get into that, and I'm going to be talking more on these things that we all need to do. You have the Spirit. You have the same angel, the same pillar of fire. You have them inside you. And I'm not talking about a Jesus of 2,000 years ago or a William Branham of 60 years ago. I'm talking about the pillar of fire in you. It's yours. Tap into it. It's every bit you. Know who you are. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Heal our bodies. Be with us. Take that mix and just touch us. That's all we need. In your precious name, we ask these things. Amen. Love bless you. I appreciate you coming and listening.